It's Chicken Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. In Cornwall, the Board of Selectmen approved the renovation of the 44-year-old Cornwall Fire Department station. In action on Tuesday, the work will include converting the heating system from oil to propane, reconfiguring some of the interior space, redoing mechanicals, and removing an oil tank. The cost would be in excess of $100,000. There is some money in the capital projects account, and funds will be placed in the 2019-2020 budget for that project. Region 1 Board of Education has approved two contracts upon the recommendation of the All Boards Chair Committee. Members on Monday approved the contract for business manager Sam Herrick. He'll receive a salary increase of 2.7% to $135,155 and a 1% increase in his retirement account in 2019-2020. He was given a three-year contract. The board also approved a 3.5% salary increase for facilities manager Jeffrey Lloyd for 2019-2020. His salary will be $74,442. Another cleanup, 9 until noon in Sharon, Spring Trail cleanup at the Sharon Mountain Preserve, parking at 189 East Street. Once again, more information at 860-364-5137. Regional School District Number 1 Board of Education will conduct a public hearing regarding the proposed 2019-2020 regional budget in the library at Housatonic Valley Regional High School at 7 p.m. The public is invited to attend and receive copies of the proposed budget. Immediately following that public hearing that begins at 7 p.m., the Housatonic Valley Regional High School Board of Education will hold a discussion and establish a budget referendum for May 7th and then adjourn. Noble Horizons Auxiliary holding its semi-annual book and tag sale. That happens Friday the 5th and Saturday the 6th in the Learning Center at Noble Horizons from 9 till 2. Admission is free on both days, but on Friday, early birds pay $10 from 8 till 9 a.m. All donations are greatly accepted. Any unwanted, no longer used items, no clothing or electronics you can bring to the front desk at Noble Horizons. More filming being done and has been done in the Hudson Valley close by. Bill Murray, Adam Driver, and Dutchess in Ulster counties can all take a Hollywood bow when the zombie comedy The Dead Don't Die opens in theaters on June 14th. It was filmed last year in Ulster and Delaware counties. The Dead Don't Die was written and directed by part-time Ulster County resident Jim Jarmusch. In addition to Gomez, Murray, and Driver, the film stars Danny Glover and Ulster County resident Steve Buscemi. The Amenia Recreation Department with the Amenia Free Library is sponsoring its annual Easter egg hunt on Saturday, 10 till noon at the Town Hall. Outdoors for ages 7 and up. A beanbag toss and egg hunt for ages 1 through 6 will be on the second floor. The Easter Bunny will visit the auditorium. The event is free and open to the community. The Stanford Grange hosting a spring penny social on Saturday at the Grange Hall. Doors open at 5:30. Calling begins at 7 p.m. Friends of Millbrook Library sponsoring their first mini-golf event on Friday, April 5th from 6 until 9 p.m., adults only, and Saturday, April 6th from 10 until 4 for families and children. For details, email friends at millbrooklibrary.org. A Bunko fundraiser sponsored by the Sharon Fire Department Ladies Auxiliary happening on Friday at the Sharon Firehouse. Doors open at 6:30. Playing starts at 7. $20, half towards prizes, half towards the auxiliary fundraiser. Reservations are not required. Dover High School presents Concert for a Cause April 5th at 7 p.m. at the Dover High School Auditorium. Tickets, $5 for students, $7 for adults. All donations are welcome. All proceeds will be donated to Chiara Cardiello's recovery. Cornell Cooperative Extension in Columbia and Greene Counties spring program schedule. Spring Gardening Day happening on Saturday, 8:30 until 2:30 at Columbia Greene Community College in Hudson, New York. Registration and more information at 518-828-3346, extension 209. Celebrate opening day April 6th at Lime Rock Park. A free day at the park to watch the clubs on track and be a part of the action with charity laps. Lime Rock Drivers Club from 9 to 1, Eastern Motor Racing Association 1 till 6, and Pelham Motorsports Club and Autocross 1 till 5. A paddock concession stand will be open for lunch. You can make a donation to the Michael J. Fox Foundation via Team Lime Rock Park. Participants in the charity exhibition laps from 11 to noon and parade laps from 1 to 1:20. The Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's Research has teamed up with Team Lime Rock Park. Moving along, Brookshire Botanical Garden in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, presents Nature of Narratives, Botanical Art of Carol Ann Morley. It runs Saturday through May 26, weekdays 9 to 4, Saturdays 11 until 3. Meanwhile, the Berkshire Botanical Garden presents spring pruning of woody ornamental plants, that on Saturday, 10 till 2. More information is available at berkshirebotanical.org. D.M. Hunt Library will host Canaan author and musician Angela Paul Ramuni with a book signing and accordion mini-concert April 6 at 1 p.m. at 63 Main Street. The former tax accountant and now accordion museum owner will talk and take questions about his illustrated book, Accordion Stories from the Heart. It's free and open to the public. Cornell Cooperative Extension Master Gardener Volunteer Chris Ferrero presents Hydrangea Success for Northeast Gardens. The lecture takes place Saturday at 1 p.m. at the Pine Plains Community Center. It's sponsored by the Pine Plains Garden Club. The Agleth Theater Company and Dewey Hall presents Marjorie Prime, two shows on April 6. There's a matinee where the doors open at 1:30 and an evening show where the doors open at 7. Now, the show begins at 2 and 7:30. There's preceded by complimentary beverages and refreshments, and afterwards, a talk about what was just seen on the stage. Tickets and more information at 860-435-6928. Tickets also available at the door. The Hunt Concert, Wachowski Piano Duo, Fabio and Giselle Wachowski, is happening on Saturday at 7 p.m. It's free and open to the public at the Hotchkiss School, Interlaken Road. More information, hotchkiss.org/arts. The VFW Post 5444 in Dover Plains, New York, is having their final breakfast of this breakfast season. The VFW breakfast will be held Sunday, April 7th, 7:30 to 11 at the Post Route 22 in Dover Plains, New York. Eggs to order, pancakes, hash, home fries, bacon, sausage, toast, coffee, and orange juice. $8 for adults, seniors just $7, children $5, 12 and under. American Legion Post 178 will host its last of the season monthly pancake breakfasts on Sunday, 7 to 11 at the post located on Route 44. Pancakes, French toast, syrup, sausage, bacon, eggs, home fries, toast, coffee, hot chocolate, and tea. Eat in or take out. Proceeds go to support multiple Legion projects and initiatives, including the children's activities and the Post Wounded Warrior Fund, which assists local veterans in need. The fourth annual Tri-State Minimaker Fair will be held at the Hotchkiss School on Sunday, 10 until 3, inside and outside the Griswold Whitney Science Building. The fair is accessible and open to all ages and abilities. More information at tinyurl.com/Y9GYBXHB. This year's Spring Splash will be on Sunday, April 7th at the Town Grove in Lakeville, benefiting the Jane Lloyd Fund at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, FFA John Rice Scholarship Fund. The event is a sight to see. You should join the Splash. They'd love more jumpers. For fundraising information and waiver, go to fundraisers under the events at the website, thejaneloydfund.org. Registration begins at 12 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 39 points to 26,218.13 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7895.55 and the S&P 500 at 2873.40. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.